All right, this is going to go down as the worst massage in history, I think.
Okay.
Massages are supposed to be nice. They're supposed to be relaxing.
Supposed to be.
This one killed a guy.
Oh.
Next time you get a massage, maybe settle for a medium pressure. A 26-year-old guy in China.
It's still
better than, you know.
I'd be the worst newscaster. Sorry, right. Your husband's dead. He's almost dead.
He got better.
Nearly.
He almost died.
But still, a massage, you don't expect to almost die.
Yeah.
Unless, you don't expect to almost die.
No, it's pleasurable.
Unless you're face down and there's no hole for your face to go in. That could be a problem. Just suffocate.
Have you ever gotten a massage?
Only once, and it hurt so freaking bad I never did it again. It was here in the studio.
Yeah.
You guys got me some, like, taffy puller.
All right, yes is good.
Yes.
Was that illegal? Massage, or?
Have you gotten a massage?
I've gotten many, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a massage person. I don't want someone touching me unless we're
going
all the way.
Yeah.
Or a foot massage. They do foot massage.
Dude, they're great. Too.
Don't touch my feet.
That I would take.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Ruth, massage?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
I think we should all take Chaz.
No. Nope.
To get a nice foot
Never
going to
happen.
Come on.
No.
I'm gonna regret this, but Kelsey got me a facial the other day.
And, what a massage.
That was very nice.
That's one hell of a massage.
With Travis Kelsey.
I've never had one. It was my first facial.
It's your fiance.
It was really good. Yeah.
Oh, nice. You're going to come in and your face is going to be red.
Oh, yeah. But it was just so, like, they massage your jaw muscles and your face.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Your face is like you feel like it's kind of drooping after it's so relaxed.
You feel like you've been meditating, like you're just chill. It's like everything's good for like a minute.
They use these
like
stones on your face.
They put their stones on your face. Where'd you get this massage?
That's part of a facial.
I want some dude putting his stones on my face.
Yeah.
That's how you get a facial.
Nothing about that's relaxing to me. I don't want someone rubbing me down.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So I don't want a dude rubbing me down.
Okay.
No.
And if it's a girl, I want a hot woman rubbing me down.
And you want a happy ending.
Some of her. Or Inca.
Gross. What are you going to be like 2 years old all the time?
That's why you hired me.
All right. Let's move on here.
Okay. Yeah.
So this guy asked for. He should have asked for a medium. He asked for firm.
Oh. Mm. How firm?
His neck had been hurting from work. I guess sitting at his desk or whatever. So he booked an appointment at a local massage parlor. He said it felt great until the masseuse did a more vigorous maneuver. That's when he felt a sharp pain in his neck, followed by a massive headache.
Oh.
Mm. He went to the ER the next morning after he woke up with slurred speech and numbness on his left side.
That's not good.
Oh, boy.
It turned out the masseuse accidentally ripped a hole in an artery leading to his brain.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
And he had a stroke.
Oh, Lord.
Luckily, doctors treated him in time, and now he's okay.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Aches.
No, but it's quiet for you.
They give him his money back?
Yeah.
Right. Do you get your money back?
Yeah.
That wasn't very relaxing.
You get a second massage.
Yeah.
No!
We'll give you a free massage. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Ouch. Jeez.
Damn. Not a massage person. Nope, nope.
Yeah.
And you gotta be careful around the neck.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, it freaks me out, like, when chiropractors do that thing where they go.
Oh, no.
No, they get too hard on your back. You actually feel like massaging your spleen.
Yeah. So are you naked with, like, a towel over your parts when you're getting a massage?
Sometimes.
Only
some places.
No.
Really?
You just wear your underwear
and you flip over and they keep the blanket on you. It's all relaxing.
A problem there.
You're high strung. You need to go.
No.
You'll feel so much
more
relaxed.
I'd rather smoke a joint.
There you go.
What's that, Ruth?
They'll work with your comfort level.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Yeah, you can tell them, like, light or, like, don't touch me that much.
Right.
Don't touch me there.
I want a massage, but do it without touching
me. Don't touch me that much.
Tell me about it.
Just tell me what you would be doing.
Right.
This kind of goes into the next segment. We're going to do that ASMR stuff.
Yeah.
ASMR.
Very relaxing day.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
You're going to like it. Oh. Okay, do you know what ASMR is?
Nope.
Emma's company?
Asmer.
No, that's AMR.
Okay.
All right, Brian knows what it is. He's an internet guy. He's got like 350,000 people who follow him on TikTok.
And like three physical friends.
Do you do any of this on TikTok?
I have never done any ASMR content.
Okay. Now's your chance. Yeah.
All right. So today, I think it was this week, Monday or Tuesday, it was ASMR day.
Right.
Okay. People are making a fortune doing this on social media.
Oh. Wow.
Brian, can you explain what it is,
please? Yeah, so it is kind of a phenomenon that's popped up in the last couple years. So ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And what that is it's a feeling of well-being combined with like a tingling sensation. Typically, it starts in the scalp, back of the neck area. And it's experienced by not everyone, but some people feel this strongly. And it's typically triggered by like a specific gentle stimuli, often particular sounds. So sometimes it can be nostalgic if your father was a woodworker or something. The sound of like carving wood or like planing a boat or something You can kind of feel that when you think about it.
I do sculpture work. Yeah, I know that. Wood just shaving off.
Shaving the wood.
It's relaxing.
Just shaving the wood.
I love to shave the wood.
But people take advantage of this, and they make these videos online that are very kind of, they're very like whispery, and they talk like this. They get very close to the microphone.
Right. This is a real one here, right? You're going to play
a real
one?
Yeah, this is a real one.
All right. Here we go. I'm excited. I feel calm already.
Sheesh.
Feeling tingly, but not in my head.
Yeah, in my pants.
Done shaving the wood again.
Takes about 30 seconds to be 12. Okay.
Wow.
What is she saying?
So tranquil, so soothing.
What?
I bet Ruth could do this easily.
I'm trying to sneak back into the house when anybody knows I'm out.
This is everything they tell you not to do in broadcasting, by the way.
Whisper into the microphone.
Yeah. Wow.
Rubbing the microphone with your hand.
Is that a successful ASMR person?
This person has 2.37 million subscribers.
Okay. Wow.
Gentle whispering ASMR.
She's rich off of what you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
And some of those videos are like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You just put on your headphones and go to sleep?
Right.
That's kind of what it's for, I think.
Yeah.
They're kind of relaxing.
And then as soon as you get to sleep, then the whole message changes.
Right. You go out and kill people now. It'll be fine. Give me all of your money.
Do you have another one you could play?
Yeah, here's a good one I found.
She's all done. I got your tires rotated.
Your tires rotated?
That'll be $825. Ah! No,
it's a mechanic.
I saw you first. It's your service manager. I pulled your air filter. It's kind of dirty. I can get you a new one for about $650. I can do it right now if you want.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hell with me.
Oh my God.
What's he doing?
Is he breathing?
Yeah. He's got like these long metal fingertips.
Yes,
on,
he's
right?
got these long metal fingertips, but this guy's dressed as a mechanic and he's like tapping on an oil filter.
That is so weird. Oh my God.
All right, everyone's going to do their own version of like ASMR, and we're going to put you in the running for Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets.
Nice.
We're going to do a different subject for the same tickets in the 8 o'clock hour, but right now it's ASMR. Right.
Wow. I have never heard of that. That's so weird.
A lot of money being made.
Yeah. Wow. I could do that.
Let's try Chris and Meriden. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
Hey. Good. All right, here we go.
You ready?
Yep.
Awesome.
Nice.
Wow. Wow. I think I smoked a joint just now. Nice. Bong hit.
Wow, bong hit. Yeah. That's
nice.
Oh. Yeah, he's coughing. He's choking. It's wonderful.
I feel still in the red.
That's great.
And then you hear the cop pull him over.
What are you doing in there, buddy? In Congress in session.
What time do you have to be at work?
I'm already at it.
Nice.
What do you do?
Can't tell you.
cannabis company. Right.
Yeah, surgery at 8. Yep. You know, the patient will be fine.
It's okay.
Chris, you're in the running for the Skinner tickets. We're putting your name in. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
Right. You too. Thank you.
That was great.
That was.
Wow.
It makes me want to do a hit off of this oxygen.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, what do you have, a can of oxygen?
Yeah. You want to do a little hit?
Yeah.
It's time.
Is that bad outside?
Yeah. Oh, is that Boost?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's a Milford company, right?
It is.
Nice.
What do I do?
You put your nose in the curve. Yep.
Right.
And under your nose.
On your nose.
And then just inhale, press the button.
Oh, like a bong hit.
Yeah, right in.
Do it. Do I hold it?
If you want.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Oh, that was the nitrogen one. Whoops.
Yeah, so anyway, like I was saying. Hello,
this
everybody.
This is wonderful.
It was helium.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Gives you a little buzz, right?
Very stimulating.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I can see why they have athletes do this on the sidelines.
Right.
Do you feel like a little more clear in the head and stuff?
It feels
nice.
Yeah, it gives you a little rush.
It's a little rush.
Yeah.
That's cool. And it's a nice rush.
It's not a sniff and glue rush. Right?
Yeah, no, different. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God.
And it's better.
And it's minty fresh.
It is minty fresh.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Not the gluey smell. That tester's glue.
Andre and Derby.
Yeah, I don't have any ASMR thing, but I just wanted to say that it does work on me. I've noticed that since I was a kid. Not like that creepy guy. He sounds like, you know, he's going to kill me in my sleep.
No. Yeah.
But like, I've noticed like certain things, like if I have like not anxiety, but if I have a million things running through my head, like at night, I could put on like a girl's like talking softly or like reading a newspaper. I'll go to sleep like immediately, knock me right out.
Wow. Really? And reading a newspaper, even if she's saying... 37 nuns went off a cliff in a bus.
Not really. That would be funny, actually. I'd be laughing.
Yeah.
Audrey likes that.
It's not really as much as what they're talking about. It's just soothing, I guess, kind of thing. But it'll put me right to sleep. Takes some anxiety. It helps. You know.
Probably takes you back.
Give me anxiety.
Probably takes you back to your childhood, right? Like when, you know, like your
when
mom.
When you're in the womb.
Yeah.
It is very, like, it is very
womb-like.
See, thank you, Andre.
Whenever I hear pay close attention, that's when I fall asleep.
Jazz and AJ.
Okay, we're doing ASMR.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Weird about
this.
Sounds are talking.
I am.
Everybody gets in the running for Lynyrd Skynyrd. I can't tell what's coming from us or what Brian's playing.
I have to pee now. I suddenly have to pee. It's a motorboat.
It's a motorboat. It's in the babbling brook.
It's the sound of me motorboating my mama.
That's me getting gassy in the tub.
Right. I throw the cat. Throw the cat party.
I'm making bubbles.
This is wonderful. I love it. My favorite place to be is the bathtub.
Dom is full.
Everybody loves the bathtub.
Alan Shelton.
This one's for AJ.
Uh-oh.
Lifted trucks. Lifted trucks. Flops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would get AJ going. Like,
yeah.
A girl talking about classic cars.
Right.
God, yeah.
1966 Fairlane.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Hair metal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chevy. Yes.
With the white stripes.
What kind of motor?
Yeah, they'd have to know what they're talking about.
They would.
And they'd have to describe, like, the perfect cars.
That would. Yeah, that would. Yeah, that would totally work. Yes,
427 engine.
You're welcome.
Al, you're in the running.
Nice.
Thank you, brother. Nice job.
Guys. Have a good one.
You too.
It's not Al. It's AJ. I always call him Al.
Right. Oh.
It's AJ.
Right.
Sorry, AJ. Hungry man.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to let you know that I'm in the line at the drive-thru. And I'm at McDonald's. I want that Big Mac Happy Meal. But wait a minute. Look at that fish fillet sandwich on the board. Oh,
did you hear him? He was whispering and then he saw the fish fillet and he got excited.
He
broke out of it.
Yeah, he did.
At first, I thought this is the sound. All right, hold on.
Yep.
This is the sound you hear right before someone puts a rag with chloroform on it. I'm going to end up duct taped in the back of a white van.
All right.
That hate when it happens.
All right, Hungry Man. Nice job. You're in the running.
Yes. And have a nice breakfast.
We're doing ASMR.
ASMR.
It doesn't seem hard, right?
Not hard. Yeah.
Like, we're very close to the woman who's making millions doing it. We're not that far off.
Yeah.
Here's a sound of my breakfast being opened. Oh, it's so good.
And now I'm going to have a sip of coffee.
And now I'm biting. I'm biting.
I found a woman in a Mustang doing ASMR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
And Dash, adorned in more black leather.
Something about her voice is annoying. The tone of it.
Silver accents.
It's this part of it. Messing me up.
Including around the three center vents.
Something about the tone of this.
Yeah.
Massive turn on.
That's more of a Hyundai one.
It hurts my ears.
It hurts my ears. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, there's something. I don't know if it's mid-range or, you know, there's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
She's hitting some frequencies that do the opposite.
It's not a full whisper. She's like, I'm
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a full whisper.
She's a Hyundai.
It's almost like whispering and getting spanked at the same
time. She's a Hyundai Santa Fe owner.
She's an amateur.
Yes, she
is.
No, but thank you.
Christine and Steven.
Hi.
Oh.
How are you?
Winner.
Done.
Wow. Doesn't take much for me.
No, apparently not. No.
Wow. She just said hi. I'm like, you won.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I can't let you win right now. We're going to put more people in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, you're in the running.
You're in the running.
When I have insomnia, I listen to your show, and your voices soothe me so much, I fall asleep.
That's not really a compliment.
Yeah. Especially when AJ's talking.
You're kind of saying we're boring.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. I said good day, sir.
But I already won, so.
That's
when
right. You're already in.
Just when I want to sleep, I listen
you
to you guys.
All you had to say was hi.
Really? That's a compliment?
All right. Thank you.
I feel like I'm in 95 listening to Delilah right now.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah.
She's like, hi.
Yeah.
I thought I felt something.
All right, Ruth, what do you got?
You got to say it in the right tone.
Okay. Fairy is a unicorn. Oh. Now, that's not so strange.
Oh.
But her powerful farts, please avoid at close range.
Poet.
I feel like I'm in ASMR Munchkin Land.
Yeah. It's like fading, coming in, fading.
Hey, your mom the microphone.
Her farts are a burst of pink rainbow dust.
No, they're not.
Wow. I bet you Ruth could make money doing this.
She could definitely make money doing this. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Al in the shed. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
All right, Al.
Morning, guys. How you doing? You want to come over to my shed today?
Whisper.
You got to whisper,
you gotta whisper
Al.
It.
Whisper it.
It's not somebody's wife.
I try to whisper. I don't know.
Now he's a creeper in the bush.
Now he's creeping. Yeah.
His funnel man in the bushes.
This is what you listen to if you want to wake up.
Right.
All right. We're not going to say anything. We're going to let you go for 20 seconds and see what you do. Here we go.
I could describe a few things in the shed. You'll have a lot of fun you come over. I got two chainsaws. I got three leaf blowers. I got an edger. I got a tiller. I got a couple of shovels. I got two outboard motors. I have plenty of beer in the refrigerator.
And then whisper, hi, Ruth.
Yeah, I was getting there. If you guys don't want to come over, can we have Ruth come over? Anyway, hi, Ruth.
Oh boy, that was the creepiest.
I need a shower.
Yeah. All right, Al, nice job. You're in the running. All right, Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the show now. Good morning.
What a day.
What's going on?
What a day.
Nicole
and I are the only ones here. Everybody else called in sick or took the day off.
Really? Are they sick or?
You know,
I don't know. I'm going to call them, find out.
I got to tell you, I was watching you and Nicole this morning, and I was like, I wonder if he's going to try to talk her back into coming on. You guys look like you're having so much fun this morning.
Yeah, the dual return.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Nice.
She's a doll. Caitlin comes back at the end of May, I think, after having her third baby.
Oh.
Caitlin. Oh, that
Nuclo.
Caitlin.
Yes.
Caitlin okay. Nuclo.
Right.
Yeah, so Nicole will be going back to her normal shift. Caitlin will be rejoining the morning team, and all is merry in the land of Oz.
She has three kids, and she's going to wake up at like 2 in the morning.
Under wow. the age of 5.
Well, to leave them, obviously.
Yeah. Fend for yourselves.
She's right. going to work just to get away from everything.
It's right. okay. Give them all the bottle. They're good.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Hysterical.
Okay.
You did something this week that freaked AJ out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was laying in bed, woke up, my alarm went off, and first thing I do is I just take a quick look at social media. I go onto Facebook, and all of a sudden, I just came across this photo that just completely scared the crap out of me.
My feet?
Yep.
Oh! I thought it was some kind of diving accident.
Oh, he was man. Talking about it off air for about a half an hour.
Oh, it was like seeing like some like little burn victims going on. Like, why are they so red? It's like you just get out of a boiling sausages. Pot of water or what?
I am down 40 pounds.
I know. Congratulations.
Wow.
91 is just showing it there. Yeah.
That's a really, if you zoom in, it's a picture of my scale. I know my feet are there interrupting the scale, but
right.
I had to take a picture and I had to post that on Facebook. Oh, right, my God. Yeah.
But
incredible.
you could crop out your toes.
Oh,
it's like little Vienna sausage has gone wild.
Yeah. Oh, it's making me hungry just looking at it.
I'm not that smart.
This video should be called Toes Gone Wild.
Right? Yeah.
Well, how much these toes weigh? 181.
I think if you zoom in, you can see the hair on my toes. I've braided it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
you've all of your toes are doing their own thing.
Right.
None of them right? are like, okay, way. I'm this way.
They're freezing.
You're this way. Right. We're all going in this. They're all like. Yeah.
Right.
They're rebelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It really is remarkable, isn't it?
On the right one, there's a power surge. The second one's saying, I'm leading here.
Yep. Yeah. The second toe is the leader.
It's trying to point to the weight. Look.
Yeah. Yeah. The second toe is like, I know they call you the big toe,
but
I'm in charge here.
Exactly. But I'm the one who always points north.
Yeah. Stand aside. Tell me I've got this. Yeah.
What do they say in Greek mythology? If your second toe is larger than your big toe, then you're a Greek god.
Possibly.
Yeah, you're a Greek god, then.
Look at you. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. You're a Greek god.
I think so.
Right. And may I suggest, if you're going to post your feet, you trim your toenails beforehand.
I thought they were pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, you may want to just
there's a
pedicure.
Little notch on your left big toe.
Yeah, you get like you open a letter
that needs to be trimmed down, and then your right big toe, not completely. It's not symmetrical.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to.
It's kind of like going up.
Yeah, maybe right. There's all like on the same playing field.
People
here.
Out there with feet fetishes are loving it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, now your third toe on your right foot, that toenail is overhanging the toe.
Yeah.
So that's going to catch on your socks.
No, it's the way the skin is underneath the nail. I can't cut it too short, otherwise I break the skin.
Oh.
Now, when you're sleeping and you roll around, you're going to leave marks on Jack's legs.
Yeah. There's somebody's getting a lot of scratches.
Yeah.
He's pulling the cover.
He's totally petrified of my feet.
Is he? Is he not a foot person?
And you know what? He's not bad in terms of the foot department.
Right. Huh. But I mean, he freaks out over yours.
You know what? Your left big toe looks like it sees the camera and it's like, oh, he's taking a picture. Turn away.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the shy toe.
Yeah. Right? He's shy.
Paparazzi. No.
Yeah. He doesn't want to look right at the camera.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Trying to avoid the walk up. Yeah.
And your feet are red.
Very red.
They're really red.
Why is it red?
I think my whole body's red. I'm like, everybody's like, where'd you get the tan? I'm like, it's not, it's just my natural color.
Did you just come out of like the hot shower or something like that?
No,
nope,
no excuse there.
You know, I, yeah, I think I did.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that red lobster thing going on.
Yeah.
But Scott.
At least you know I'm clean.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Very clean.
Yeah,
burnt.
Clean.
But this is what happens with the internet. You post something, and you want the focus to be on the 181.
Uh-huh. Right.
.0.
Right.
And
right.
Everybody's like, feet.
Yep, critiquing your feet.
Feet.
All I see is stinky feet.
Well, it shouldn't be. They just come out of the shower.
They don't look stinky.
No.
Oh, thank God.
They look angry.
Right.
I
was going to say, I wonder if there's like an ASMR, which I just heard about today, about feet.
Do you know what ASMR is, Scott?
I'm Brian was quickly telling me about it, and I really don't understand it.
Yeah,
right.
It's this thing on the internet. Some people make tremendous money. They talk like this, and it's supposed to be soothing. And it's, you know, if it affects you, a part of your brain will tingle.
Yeah.
And sometimes it sounds from your childhood, like if your dad was a woodworker, maybe you hear just like, you know, some kind of
planing the wood or whatever.
Planing of wood or
dead sand wood. Yep.
But typically it's a woman speaking in
a very low voice.
Exactly.
Isn't that fascinating?
Really is. Yeah. Can you play, Scott, one of the more popular ASMR, please?
Yeah, hold on.
Maybe not.
Any moment now.
I can see your toes.
I can see your toes. I see dead people.
I see dead people.
There's 10 of them.
Your toes look like dead people.
Here's one.
I was setting it up thinking, okay.
Oh my God, this sounds like a horror movie.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Right.
Here, let me add some sounds.
But my wonderful friends on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally a...
Yeah.
You know where they recorded that? In the hallway of The Shining.
Yeah.
That's one of the two little girls growing up.
Two little girls, yeah.
There it is, Daddy!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't. It's giving me creeps.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what it's supposed to do.
Wrong tingles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Should try it through the voice changer.
Oh, yeah.
It'll sound heavy. It'll sound heavy.
Hello. I love your toes.
It's like actual toe talking.
Hi, this is the big toe. I don't like what you did to me in the shower.
I feel so
Look
clean.
How red I am.
Look how you braided my hair over here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, take this out of here. They give me a mustache. Look at this. So here. I got the handlebar thing going on.
Hello.
Hello.
Check, check, check. I don't know why this isn't working.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, here we go.
Oh, good.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Yep.
Check, check, check. I don't know why this is not working.
It's going to be so worth it once he gets it right.
I don't think so. Oh, wait a minute. I know what I'm doing wrong.
This crap.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
This is Scott Haney's big toe.
I'm going to give it money to stay away.
As if my toes aren't scary enough, now we've added the voice.
Right.
Now it's a loan collector.
Leave Scott alone.
Okay, will do. Yeah. Mm.
Or I'll find a place to hide that you won't like.
Where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, where the sun doesn't.
You're going to have to wash your toes again.
Oh, my God.
And you really have to clip that nail.
Ouch.
Oh.
All right, we got a couple people on the line that want to do this. They think they can do it. All right. Scott and Wallingford.
Good morning, Chaz and AJ. How are you doing today? I'm out in my garage listening to you on the radio doing some projects. So is this good enough for you?
Are you playing what again?
Sounds like gold.
Right. Yeah, you're in the running.
Right. Yeah, I'm running now.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dana, the big boss is chiming in. She said she loves my toes.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Mm. Right.
Dana. Hello, Dana Neves. Good morning.
Put her on.
Yeah.
I don't know where she is.
So we have to believe you, right?
I said
totally
nothing.
Have to believe me.
I said nothing. I haven't seen Sky.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what is there not to not like? We're not dissing your feet.
No.
We're just saying every foot has its own personality.
It does.
And,
it does. Has
I think
story.
When you're drawing feet, it's like drawing someone's face. Their eyes are always going to be different.
Yeah,
right.
They're not exact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think feet are the same way.
Yep.
I used to do a series called Every Town Has a Story. Maybe I should do Every Foot Has a Story.
Every foot has a story.
That's a tarot to you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of soul involved.
Yeah.
Don't be a heel.
Don't be a heel.
AJ cuts his toenails too short.
Does he?
Ooh.
Does he do it with a snipper or with his teeth?
What do you do it with?
Well, an actual pedicure tool.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a whole kit and everything. Fancy. It was actually gifted to me.
Yeah. Oh, gifted.
It was gifted, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice gift.
Thank you. That appreciate is. That, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, those toenails can kind of ruin a nice foot, especially you get the one that looks like an oyster shell or something. You know, that kind of wrecks it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to, if you're wearing flip flops, you have to have nice feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Either get a pedicure or do something. Don't like, just like, you know, just bring it out.
Okay. Brian's saying to take three.
Uh oh.
Christina and Branford. Christina.
Hi, Chad.
Oh.
Hi, AJ.
Hey.
How are you boys doing today?
Really well.
Oh.
I don't know who played that sound effect.
Up and at the end.
It wasn't a sound effect.
I'm having a good morning.
We are now.
Scott, does this do anything to you?
It makes me want to run.
Because you didn't meet me earlier.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Christina, you're in the running.
Right.
Wow.
So Scott.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
See, that's, to me, that's...
Yeah, that's...
Right. That's ASMR.
Yes, it was.
That is.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what about, like, if a guy did it, Scott, but did it good, would you want a deep voice, or would you want, what kind of voice would you like?
Barry White, or...
Right, Barry White or
Barry Gibb.
Which Barry would you like?
Barry White or Barry Gibb? I'll take Barry White, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Barry White was doing ASMR back in the day.
Was he?
You know, he was just whispering in his voice.
Yeah, like, just speaking.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but he was talking about a cheeseburger.
What's going on this weekend?
I'm going to Mom's. I'm going to the Foundry tonight, that new restaurant on top of the Hartford Steam Boiler, like floor 21 in Hartford.
Cool. Oh, that's great.
Nice.
That was something, supposed to be a very nice restaurant.
Wasn't it called 21 before? Because it was
It's called 21. Now it's called the Foundry.
Okay.
So we're going there tonight for a fancy dinner. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
And tomorrow I'm training with my trainer, Grace, at 8, and then I'll go to the Long Island and visit with my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Tell Mom we said hi.
Please, yes.
I certainly will.
When we got on DRC, I brought the morning crew to that restaurant, and it was me, AJ, Jennifer, Phil, Pam.
That was a great place.
Right. And then Jennifer decided to steal a glass from the restaurant because she liked it.
Hysterical.
Wow.
Really? Because I didn't think it was funny.
Is that what we can't go back?
As they're putting handcuffs on them.
It's like a $500 dinner between all of us.
Right.
And,
now
you know,
five,
I'm like,
stealing the glasses.
Right.
I'm stealing the, it's like, all right.
Oh, yeah. They expect that.
Right. They expect it. Yeah.
Where's the damn table?
That sounds like a fun time.
Nice.
Yeah, tell Mom we said hi.
Please.
Okay, I will.
And then Sunday for the parade, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
What do we think?
A couple of morning showers giving way to mostly cloudy skies. By the time the parade rolls around, it's going to be just mostly cloudy. A little cool, dress accordingly. It'll be about 50 degrees, but at least it won't be raining, which is good news.
Nice.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Good.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
I want you all to have a good weekend.
Your toes are very red.
Goodbye, you nuts.
Bye. Love you, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Troy Casey.
Yes, this is him.
Oh.
I'm wondering, are you a certified health nut or just a certified nut?
Which one is it?
Well, I am the certified health nut, actually.
All right, good.
Nice.
The certified health nut.
Nice.
You're a former model and author of, is it Rip That 50?
Rip That 50, A Journey to Self-Love.
Nice.
Cool. Mm,
self-love.
And you've been drinking your own urine for years? That doesn't sound healthy.
Yeah, I know it doesn't sound healthy because most people don't know about it. It's a very esoteric practice.
Uh-huh.
But I've been practicing it for over 20 years.
Wow. How much urine per week do you drink?
Like shots or?
Yeah, I like to get a couple ounces in the morning.
Really?
In.
Every day?
Most days. I do things pretty intuitively, and so I do it when I desire it. I've gone off of it for quite a while, and I use it topically as well, the aged urine. The aged urine is purportedly to have hundreds of millions of stem cells in it.
Yeah, but that's got to stink a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Does it have to be your own?
No, I'll bet you this guy drinks a lot of water, and your urine's probably clear, right?
He's sitting for a while.
Well, I'm a healthy person.
Right.
And so, yes, the urine, the morning urine doesn't smell as bad as the aged urine. The aged urine smells like ammonia. It's pretty powerful.
I was going to say, yeah, enough cat over. Do you drink it cold or hot, like hot toddy or like a over ice?
I drink it straight out of the tap. And so
we double jointed.
Wow, that's impressive.
Straight out of the tap.
So you aim it upwards like a fountain and you start with it.
Yeah.
Well, actually it goes into a mason jar first and then I drink it.
Gotcha.
But I did want to say, you know, the mental health statistics these days are out of control. And the bottom line is when I put it on my body, the age stuff, it gives me a euphoric feeling. And on my body, it feels what I believe to be steroidal. And so I feel extremely strong. It makes my skin look amazing. And it's just a general feeling. And look, guys, I know it's extremely weird.
It seems,
There's plenty of people that have done reports on me, the Guardian, the Post.
Right.
I've been in the news, you know, quite a bit and over the years. And it is a very esoteric practice, but it's also written in the Vedic scriptures, and it's an ancient Ayurvedic practice. And it was utilized in wars when there was no antiseptic, and they've used other guys' urine, right?
Oh, I'm good.
Instead of just homegrown urine.
Homegrown.
And it's also in makeup products, urea, and it's utilized, and they take it from urinals. And so look, I'm not advocating it for anyone. It's a weirdo practice. But somehow, many years ago, because I've been studying esoteric practices, I found my way.
What does that mean, esoteric?
Out of the normal.
Okay.
All right. Weird.
Yeah. Frou-frou. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a fancy word for just saying weird.
Out of the norm.
Weird practice.
Out of the norm, yeah.
Do you chew a lot of gum?
Right.
So.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just not. It's not likely to be understood by a lot of people.
No, of course not. That's the hook. This is why people want to interview you, because they see, oh, this guy is a health guy and he drinks his own urine. I want to hear more.
And you've had no problems like your liver or kidneys, anything else with urine going through it?
No, I specialize in internal purification, detoxification, and herbal medicine. And so I've been working to purify my blood, clean out my organs, my liver, my kidneys, my colon.
Well,
I do it seasonally.
That's my organ.
So,
wow. Oh. And how long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing it?
Yeah.
20 years.
20 years, and you're still here. Okay.
Well, that's the thing. He's a certified health nut.
Right. So like, how much urine do you think per day you do? Like, every single day, on the weekends only, what's the deal?
No, he said just about every day.
Every single day.
Hmm.
And no problems.
Couple ounces.
Yeah, I didn't want a shot. Yeah, I'm good.
You want to hear a weird thing?
Like we haven't.
Yes.
I was born in Hartford, Connecticut.
Really?
That's weird.
Where are you living now?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, man. Lucky you.
Nice.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, Scottsdale's awesome.
And it's a well-to-do area, too.
How old were you when you left Hartford?
I left Connecticut. By the time I left, I was living in Andover, Connecticut, on a lake out in nature.
Oh, nice.
And all that water.
I left when I was 15.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you got out at the right time because you wouldn't be able to afford it now.
Seriously, yeah.
Tax city.
Yeah, although Scottsdale's not cheap either.
Yeah, well, they keep playing with the money, don't they, ever since 2008 and a little bit before that.
Yeah.
They just print more money. Most people don't know that there was $660 billion of paper in the Fed before 2008 crash. And now there's about $47 trillion. Where'd that money come from?
Yeah.
The history of the Fed before 2008 only had 660 billion pieces of paper. And now there's trillions. And the difference between a billion is a pallet full of $100 bills. and a trillion is a football field full of pallets. So people wonder why the buying power is less, because the money has been watered down.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Wow.
Well, we don't like to live healthy, but like that, you have a commitment that is way beyond anything I'll ever achieve.
Seriously, yeah.
Last night, I didn't have my mashed potatoes. That was my level of health.
Well, little steps.
I was like, I'm going to leave the mashed potatoes alone.
I'm eating salad every day, so that's mine right there.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm having salad every day, yeah.
I'm eating fruit right now.
Yep.
What's like a little hack that regular people can do that you think will make a big difference?
Well, I think walking's the best exercise. Everyone needs sleep. Don't mess around with your sleep. Sleep with the sun. The cortisol rises when the sun rises, and the melatonin rises when the moon comes out. The blue light that you're staring into your computers affects your circadian rhythms and your hormones. So I think it's very important that you get proper sleep, that you move your body every day. Exercise is a necessity.
Don't be in your phone right before sleep. I read that everywhere.
I'm guilty of that.
A lot of people are.
I'm guilty of it. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll put my phone.
Well, we're going to get up and we're going to start talking about stuff. And I want to know what's happening right before I go to bed.
Right.
It's like, I need to know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't really need to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 2 hours before, I think I could unplug
and
be fine.
Yeah.
I'll find out in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. This will be there.
Troy Casey's on. He's the certified health nut. He's got a cool book out. We're linked up on the radio station website. Let me take Dave and Derby. Hey, Dave, what's your question?
Hey, do you drink it after eating asparagus?
Oh, that's a good one. That's the worst time.
You probably don't eat asparagus, Troy.
No, I like asparagus. I don't eat it all the time, but yes, I do. I've done it occasionally.
That and Brussels sprouts, man. Oof.
I can, I forget that I eat asparagus until the next morning when I'm urinating, right, and I'm like, I had asparagus.
That's happened to me last night. Okay, I couldn't remember.
You know, some people can't smell that. They can't detect it. Oh. It's like a genetic thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Some people have the gene, you can smell it, and then others do not and cannot smell it.
Yeah, who was it? Babe Ruth wouldn't eat it because it made his urine stink.
Yeah, I don't remember smelling it ever.
Huh.
Do you know anything about Methylene Blue?
Methylene Blue, it's not a band.
I have researched a little bit. I have tried it a little bit myself as well.
Uh-huh. What is
so,
it?
So somewhat harder?
It makes your body photobiomodulation. It allows it to take in more sunlight. And so I think it was invented in the 1800s. Right. And it's like an industrial dye, and it allows more light into the cells. And there's some controversy whether it's good or it's not a natural substance. It's a synthetic substance.
Right.
And anytime you're taking synthetic substances long term, there's always a price to pay. So there will be some type of side effects.
It's amazing what we've done in this country to food.
Yep.
You know, we've just made it so unhealthy.
It's a shame.
Well, it is. It's a crime. And so
it is a crime.
It is.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Because the children are being poisoned, and it's not just the glyphosate and the herbicides and the pesticides and the artificial coloring and that type of stuff. There's also pollution in the air. There's pollution in the water. And this is affecting the health of the human. I've been working with Bobby Kennedy and a lot of his programs for over 10 years, and I'm apolitical. However, I do believe that I do appreciate that they have built out the Make America Healthy movement again, or Make America Healthy again, because the chronic disease is out of control. And Hippocrates said, let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. And we have trashed the food supply.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Well, it's showing up in the girth of the human being, of our fellow brothers and sisters.
Look at pictures of America in 1950s.
Yeah.
And then look at, the same, like an amusement park or something now.
We were pretty trim.
We were in great shape.
Yeah. Mm.
Great shape.
Well, yep.
Ah, horrible.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't see obesity like you do now. Obesity is at 75% of the American people are obese or overweight currently. And that was 62% when I started Certified Health Nut almost 20 years ago. And so that's exponential growth in a small amount of time. So 62%, 75%, 75% is close to 100%. So statistically, as a man, I feel a responsibility to do something to raise the consciousness and to change the systems and replenish the soil, advocate for regenerative farming, shopping at farmers markets. You know, as above, so below is the natural law of correspondence. And how do we expect the world to be healthy if we're not healthy ourselves? Voting with our dollars on our own bloodstream, the quality of food, of what you eat, is the quality of life that you lead. And so if people want to be healthier, you know, invest in your own bloodstream. Buy organic. Buy the highest quality food that you can source from Farmer Direct. It's very important.
Grow your own vegetables.
Yep.
You know what? Besides the urine thing, you don't sound crazy.
No.
The urine thing, that's like the headline, and it's like, wow, this guy's nuts. And then you talk to him, it's like, well, he's not really nuts, but I'm not going to drink the urine.
I'm going to pass on that part. Yeah. We're good, too.
Troy, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. We're linked up to your book, Ripped at 50, A Journey to Self-Love on WPLR.com. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Hit me up on social media, Certified Health Nut.
You got it. Thank you. What did you just say?
Oh, that's a good one. Just keep moving on.
Things taken out of context.
Yeah, but, you know.
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, top five.
Yeah. Okay, today, the way you act in a restaurant is very important to me. Why? Because all I do is go to restaurants.
Okay.
I can't really cook anything. I'm mental, and I hate to be home. So it's a lot of restaurants. For the last 3 days, I've been to restaurants.
Nice.
And today will be the fourth.
Yay.
Which is a lot.
There's the answer to your financial issue.
Yes, that's true.
Where my money go? Restaurants.
Well, you know, the kid, it's hard. These kids have all these sports, so there's no time. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to a restaurant.
Hold
it's just so
cook.
Much easier.
Nice.
So with that in mind, let's pretend that you and I are going to a restaurant together, and here are my rules.
Okay.
Number five. This is an easy one.
Okay.
It is put your phone away. As you know, this is my rule in life.
Yeah.
If we are sitting together at a restaurant, even if it's a big group, your phone has to be away. Leave it in your car. Put it in your pocket. I've heard all the excuses.
Yeah.
What about work? What about my kids? What if there's an emergency? And my response is always the same.
Just call and talk on the phone.
Right? My response to these things are, after I have my chicken parm, your house will still be on fire. Your kid will still need bail. You'll still be fired. The 1 hour and 90 minutes we're at the Olive Garden, I need your full attention.
Olive Garden.
This is an easy one.
Yes, eats.
So leave it in your car, put it in your pocket. It's easy. None of you are doctors. I don't have any doctor friends. So leave it in your car.
It's funny when you watch people driving and, you know, they're in 2 tons of steel with 2 tons of steel coming at them. They're looking at their phone.
Yeah.
To ask them to not look at their phone when they're sitting at a table.
Yes.
Well, driving's boring. I get that one. But when we are having a conversation, I am not boring.
Right.
When I am live with you, I am very entertaining. So your phone should be away.
Right.
I get it. You're driving like, oh, I don't know. I know. Don't text and drive. It's so dangerous. Number four. And the fines are more than ever. But that's a topic for another day.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Right.
Number four. Stop knowing your order before we get there. It's fine these days to look at the menu before we go. Great. We picked a restaurant based on what they have, or I told you the spot and you Googled. Great. But let's not be a nut. And the minute we arrive, you bang out what you want. I looked online last night and picked out the shrimp scampi. No. Restaurants are game time decisions. Do not prep. I want to sit. I want to discuss the menu and
there
its
are
options.
Specials.
Right. There are specials.
They're not in the menu.
That's true. That aren't online.
Yeah.
You got to talk about the menu at the Olive Garden.
Right. I want to have a conversation. Do we want the tour of Italy? But maybe we're going to share, and I'm going to get the fettuccine alfredo, and you're going to get the lasagna. Like, we need to talk about this.
How many breadsticks? Yeah.
So
a lot of breadsticks.
Last night, I went out to dinner with my mom, and she already knew what she wanted. She's like, well, I Googled this afternoon. Now, she has nothing to do.
Right.
So she's like, I Googled this afternoon. So we got there, and I was like, no. We're having an experience. You need to relax. So the waitress comes over, like, do you want any drinks? And she's like, Keith, I think we're ready. Like, we're not ready. No one's ready. You go get, I will have an IPA, and she will have nothing, and then come back, and then we'll discuss. That's what I
need. Based on your how many Saturdays do I have left calculation,
right, I should.
She was like, how many Thursdays do I have
right,
left?
Exactly.
I want to get this order in.
Yeah, right, it's true.
Chop, chop.
Number three, in general, this is not a race. Do not agree to go to dinner if you have plans post our dinner.
If this place takes 3 hours to bring us the most fabulous of bone-in ribeyes, then so be it. I don't care if you have to go to the gym at 8:30 or you have to be up early for work. The evening is mine. We have committed to this dinner, and that is it. Your junky idiot friends will have to wait till another night. This is my night.
Right.
Did something happen?
No.
I think I want to hear the story that got you to do this.
No, they want to bail. No, it's just because I've been to restaurants for 3 days, so I've had had thoughts. But like, even my kids are like, well, I got to get home. I got to do homework. The night is mine. Homework will wait.
Mine.
Mine. I'm not going to spend $115 at this restaurant for us to be in a rush.
The kid who was 17, right. And he said, if you're not top 10, nothing.
That's true. I mean, it might as well be 297.
Don't do the homework.
I don't know why the kid was trying to leave him.
She's 17 on the list because she was out to dinner with dad right before the test.
Right. But you know what I mean. You're out to dinner with somebody and they're like, okay, at 9, I'm going to go meet these other friends. No. This is my night. Booked me. You have me. This is it. You don't get other plans unless we're all doing other plans, but I'm not the opening act to whatever's happening next.
You know, warm up.
So
it's
a life policy.
Gotcha. You're not an opener.
Right. No. I am the night. I'm the headliner.
Yeah,
right.
You're headliner. He's the closer.
You're
right.
You too.
Right.
You're not Coldplay.
Right.
That's right.
And it'll go on forever.
Number two.
But
no one gets to judge me. I'm getting what I want, and you can't make a face. So if I want to substitute fries for the vegetables, done. No face. If I want the most tender of veals, don't roll your eyes. If I want a never-ending skewer of tiny lambs, you stay quiet. And if I want a hot fudge sundae as a 48-year-old man, I'm having one. And no one gets to say anything. Everyone shuts up.
I just want to watch.
So you can talk about the menu.
You can talk
about the options.
Right.
But don't. Once it's ordering
right,
time,
you're not. Yeah. You don't get to like.
No
be
more
pissed.
Comments.
Yeah, like you're done.
When Ruth heard lamb, she started crying.
No, she started crying at veal. I'm assuming
she did.
Veal's one. So last night I had veal parm, which I enjoyed very
veal
much.
Parm.
Right. So my daughters get crazy. They won't let me eat veal parm, and they're like, no, the veals and how like they're kept in the cage
the
or whatever. Right. But my mom doesn't care, so that made it easier. So I was like, okay, as long as we don't tell them, we're good, and I don't have to hear
about
it.
Let me smell your breath.
Right.
I smell veal.
And the number one thing that at a restaurant is, and we've talked about this before because it's a big deal, is the bill. If it is a group, we are splitting it evenly. I've discussed this before. This is my number one life rule. I don't care if you've had a salad and a water. That's on you. If I've had 12 Coors Light, a bone-in filet, and this hot fudge sundae, and my bill is $300 and you had soup, sucks to be you. You should have ordered more stuff. Rules are rules. It's being split.
And you're not breaking it up.
Right. And I will say it before we sit down. Everybody here, we're splitting it. So order your face off. Sorry you don't eat the right stuff. Go somewhere else.
And then he's like, who slashed my tire?
This is the only way to live. Sitting in a restaurant for 27 minutes as AJ says, oh, I had the chicken. It was $12. Well, I had the prime rib.
He
it was
that.
60. Never. We are splitting or we're not going.
He's still mad about something that happened 10 years ago in New York.
Oh, my
with
God.
With Mike Lapatino.
Yeah. Carmine's.
Oh,
I went to go see Paul Mercurio's show.
Yep.
And we had to leave at a certain time to get the tickets. So me and Tristan left. We're like, okay, get good tickets. So we left them. Now, when I was there at Carmine's.
Go right to the meal.
This is a long setup.
Add a meatball and a piece of cheese.
Who's at the table? It's you?
Everybody.
Nappy? How many people?
Everybody. At least 10 or 12 people.
Okay.
It was a family
style.
No, it wasn't there that night, you know? And at the end, I'm like, I'm curious. I go, how much do I owe? Thing in there, oh, $10. Oh, don't worry.
What did you have?
I had a meatball and a piece of cheese.
One meatball.
And a piece
this
of cheese.
Is his fault.
Wait, does it?
No.
Everyone
no,
was ordering.
I left it.
All right, hold it. Carmine's is family style.
Family
so they
style.
Just bring these giant plates over.
And I was watching. They were munching big time.
Okay, but it's. You could take as much as you want from that plate.
But it was just coming. We had to leave. We had to be at a certain time, get the tickets. We were told by Kristen,
stuff some meatballs.
Be here
this
by
is his fault. He's not in the wrong.
No.
I mean, he is in the wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's in the wrong.
Because she wants back by 7 o'clock to get those tickets, and Tristan and I did it.
Then you shouldn't have gone there.
You should have gone to
Shake Shack.
I followed her in New York City.
There's a Shake Shack.
I followed her. So I'm like, how much is it? I'm thinking like $10, so don't worry about it. $64!
Well, this on you. You should put meatballs in your pocket. Yeah. You should have, like, taken stuff on the road.
Had I known, I would have.
It's on you. And if we go out to dinner right now, we're splitting it. And I don't care what you get.
Yep.
It's the only way to live.
This is the guy who's had a heating problem in this house for like 20 years. right. He sleeps with throw pillows on
it. Right. You should probably not go out to dinner, actually. So that's it. Those are the rules if you ever want to go out to dinner.
All right. Thank you.
Jazz and AJ. Boss Keith. Top 5.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.